I want us to understand that the thoughts that you continuously repeat, they evolve into a belief. And then that thought and that belief then creates an emotion. Those emotions then create a relationship within your nervous system. The nervous system is our internal wiring. And once the nervous system and the brain connect and that motion intertwines, they conceive the subconscious marriage. The subconscious marriage, now the battle now is to divorce that subconscious thought that don't serve you, but the thought you are anchored to. Yeah. Thoughts create feelings, and then feelings revisit memories, and then memories then give an assurance that we've become hardwired to a state that often sabotages what we truly desire. We talking about how are we blessed in the battle? And the biggest battle is often the battle within ourselves. So I'm going to ask you, what are the thoughts that you're surrendering to? That thought and that idea when it comes to you building wealth, coming from poor, coming from middle class, fighting and trying to heal from that financial trauma. What are the thoughts that you have that don't serve you at the highest level? Sometimes the idea of building wealth can seem insurmountable, right? That vivid vision of wealth that you've imagined can sometimes, when you think it to yourself, it can be intoxicating. The dilemma though of being intoxicated is transitioning to sobriety. And that's where the battle is at. How can you create the same feeling that you had while you was intoxicated? How can you create that same feeling when you sober? Now, I'm not talking about off alcohol. I'm not talking about off none of the depressants. I'm saying what happens when you're intoxicated from your own thoughts, feelings, and emotions, but the emotions that don't serve you, now you got to become sober, because that's where the blessing is at. The blessing is saying, in your right mind, I deserve to be wealthy. The blessing is in your right mind saying, I can change my family dynamic. The blessing is while we in the battle, while we fighting to go from check to check, while we fighting to get our finances right, while we fighting to establish financial freedom, while we fighting to establish that generational prosperity, the battle and the blessing in that, being able to have that, not have that financial dysmorphia. Not having the idea of I've arrived, but yet you have so far to go. We talking about the real blessing is in the battle, because once you put on the right armor, it ain't no war you ain't willing to go up against. Right? Like, you may seem ill-prepared to some people. Like, they looked at David and was like, bro, what you gonna do with them five rocks? Not knowing that's just enough to fight to slay the giant. So I'm gonna ask you, like, what's your few investments that's gonna save the giant? We just heard Warren Buffett say, yo, if you get three great companies, yo, you can make a whole lot of money. I'm gonna ask you, what's your 3 to 5? You don't need 50. What you gonna slay the giant with? The blessing is in the battle. The blessing is in the battle. Like, we get on these medias and we get on these platforms and we see so many people living a life that we think we deserve, not realizing that they not living the life that they deserve. They not living the life that they want. They just giving you an image. I saw something the other day that said a girl stood in front of the jet, but somebody who really flies jets looked at the picture and realized that the covers were still on the engines. I said, the covers was on the engines? It's like, yeah, she worked there. Wow. But somebody saw that and immediately they saw this 22, 23, 25 year old and they looked at themselves like, yo, I'm losing. Somebody saw somebody stand in front of Bentley or Ferrari, or somebody saw somebody take a couple trips and they ain't realize how they got there and they're like, yo, I'm losing. So now you become intoxicated by those doubts, those worries, those fears, those emotions, those that I'm not enough. I'm asking you, the battle is in the sobriety of coming to the reality of who you are. Stop being intoxicated by those beliefs. Yep, Warren Charlie Munger said, he laughed at people who said they're going to learn how to invest as if they can learn that in a couple weeks, not realizing that it takes a lifetime. And oftentimes we rush the process because we are in a rush to show people that we've arrived. But what destination are you fighting for? What is the end result that you really want? What is the life that you really think you deserve? Matter of fact, what is the life that you know you deserve? You're talking about being hardwired. Now, the thing about being hardwired is once those nervous systems connect and they marry and they conceive to that emotion, the thing about that is those feelings help you revisit a place. That's where the I don't deserve this comes from. And I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. I had to rewire myself because I went through a part of my journey where I felt like I shouldn't be successful because I lost too many homies in the street. I'm going to make it real for you because I don't want you to think you by yourself. I felt like Trap, like you made it, Trap. But damn, bro, I got four homies calling me from the pen every day. I got homies in the street right now. Like, damn. And I'm asking myself some nights, damn, bro, like, do I deserve this? Now I'm gonna keep it. I ask myself some nights, do I deserve this? And I had to go rewire that. I had to tell myself, damn right, you deserve it. I had to rewire myself and tell myself, if not you, then who? I had to rewire and tell myself, you've been through enough. This is just the other side. You the reason your family gonna look at this a different way. You the reason a lot of other people gonna feel like this is attainable because of what you went through. Yes, Trap, you deserve it. You worthy. See, that's the rewiring right there. And in order to rewire, you got to disrupt. The problem with a lot of us is we ain't bold enough to disrupt. We ain't got the audacity to disrupt. Because once we feel a feeling that the body has been comfortable with, we become slaves to the body and your mind becomes imprisoned to a feeling. And that feeling sometimes is unworthy. That feeling sometimes is lack. That feeling sometimes is, well, maybe I deserve this. That feeling sometimes is, this will happen to me in the past. That feeling sometimes is something that you've created in your own mind that ain't real. The blessing is in the battle, because you got to fight through that to understand on the other side is where you belong. You deserve to be wealthy. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be in love. You deserve to have a family. You deserve to be prosperous. You deserve not to divorce. You deserve not to be cheated on. You deserve to be loved. Your kids deserve to be happy. You don't deserve to be living check to check. But you got to fight through that. You got to stop being comfortable in a dysfunction. You got to stop being comfortable in the chaos. You got to disrupt it. Because comfort is the death of a thousand joys. Comfort is the death of a thousand joys. Because what happens is, in that comfort, you find moments to be happy. You take a trip, you buy a bag, you meet a person, you have a drink, you go party. Those are the joys. But at the same time, every time you experience one of those, what happens is you become comfortable with your current situation if you can have moments of escape. Instead of having a life of escape. Instead of living a life that you never needed vacation from. Instead of having friends that don't despise you or talk about you behind your back, but friends who can be worth $2.3 billion while you worth $100 million and they never say, it's because of me that you worth that. To have friends that never throw your past in your face. To have friends that never tell you, this is what I've done for you. to have friends that's going to love you regardless, to have friends that's going to be bold enough to tell you you're wrong, to have friends that when you make mistakes and you confide in them, those same friends say, you know what? That's all right, because my house ain't clean either. Them kind of friends. The kind of friends and the kind of family, the kind of environment where it's okay and it's safe to be vulnerable. You deserve that. The blessing is in the battle. But the problem is we not willing to go to war because of comfort. The revolution is simply saying, I'm willing to go against the system that does not serve me best. And while we talk about the government, while we talk about the school system, what system within doesn't serve you? What's the thought process that don't serve you? What's the behavior that doesn't serve you? What are the habits that don't serve you? Let me go a little deeper. What's the spouse you messing with that don't serve you? What's the dude you messing with that don't serve you? What's the female you messing with that ain't serving you? What's the relationship you in that ain't serving you? But you feel like that, like Juvie said, you grew up with them, you stuck with them. I want to tell you, you ain't stuck with nobody. It's okay to be alone for a minute. It's okay to go through your go-through. It's okay to go through your go-through. And if you ain't got people who ain't gonna tell you, it's okay to be, I'm just checking on you to make sure you good. Now, look, I ain't talked to you in a couple days. I ain't saying you acting funny. I just want to make sure you're good. You know, the ones when you don't talk to them a couple of days, they're like, oh, you acting funny because they say it in a joke. Or you ain't called us in a week or two, you acting funny. Or you, I saw you with your new friends, you acting funny. You hanging with your new people, you acting funny. You know them. I want you to understand that you deserve it. And here's the thing. Once the people show you who they are, don't you expect anything different from them. Don't you set yourself up for that. Don't you put yourself in that position to be let down. Because here's the thing. Man, it's about to be. Expectations. Expectations is what causes stress. Expectations is what causes depression. Expectations is why betrayal hurts so much. I'm gonna tell you, you expecting too much but that from everybody but yourself. You expecting too much from your mama. You expecting too much from your sister. You expecting too much from your brother. You expecting too much from your friends. You expecting too much because I would have did this. The problem is you expecting too much from everybody but yourself when them people already showed you who and what they are. They've already showed you their genetic makeup. They've already showed you their DNA. Why are you expecting so much?